under Article 137 of the Basic Law. It is also a cornerstone of our higher education sector. We attach great importance to upholding academic freedom and institutional autonomy. All 8 publicly funded universities are statutory bodies. They have their own governing ordinances and statutes which set out their objectives, functions, and governance structures. The legislation provides them with the power and freedom to carry out these objectives and functions. Funding for publicly funded universities determined in accordance with the established mechanism. In particular, recurring grants are calculated based on their student number targets and the funding required by universities for teaching and research purposes is rigorously calculated by the University Grants Committee. The universities can then decide how to make the best use of resources. Neither the government nor the University Grants Committee specifies how they allocate and deploy their resources internally. Whilst universities enjoy academic freedom and institutional autonomy in various areas, this does not exempt them from public interest and criticism. In fact, in view of the significant funding that universities receive in the form of government subvention, as well as the importance of higher education to the overall development of society, it is understandable that the government and the community at large have a legitimate interest in the operations of universities. And universities are expected to remain committed to transparency and accountability in their operations with due regard to good governance. This is to ensure that the funding is put to appropriate uses that serve the best interests of the community and students. Last but not least, universities and student groups must abide by the law. The community also expects universities to uphold good governance and accountability to the public, and their operations have to comply with the law and meet the needs, the interests of students and the community at large. And funding for student groups is a matter for the universities to design under institutional autonomy. Madam Chair, that concludes my response.
Madam Chairperson, that's the end of our responses. Thank you.